Today, March 4th, is the feast day of a great young Polish prince, Saint Kazimierz. And he really follows the tradition of these young saints that were known for their virtue of chastity. Think of Saint Agnes, or Aloysius Gonzaga, or Dominic Savio, or Maria Goretti. Saint Kazimierz was a great Polish prince. He was the third of 13 children. His father was King Kazimierz IV. It's worth taking a look at his life for a few moments. He only lived to be 26 years of age. He was in line, of course, for the throne of Poland. And what made a dramatic impact upon his life was his tutor, his teacher, John Dlugosz, who taught him not only to teach him his subjects, especially his catechism, but he taught him to be virtuous, to always follow his conscience, and to follow a well-formed Catholic conscience. As you know, a well-formed conscience is neither too scrupulous nor too lax. It's a delicate, sensitive, well-formed Catholic conscience. And as a young man, Kazimierz was a young boy of prayer. He did little penances and sacrifices. He even made a commitment to celibacy as a young man, feeling that this was what God was calling him to, not to marriage, but to live the life of chastity in the world as a prince and eventually perhaps as king. In the year 1471, the Hungarian princes became dissatisfied with their own king and sent a delegation to his father, asking him to send his son Kazimierz, who was only a teenager, to come to take over and govern their country. Well, Kazimierz's father agreed and sent Kazimierz as the head of this army. And as they got to the Hungarian border, Kazimierz realized that they were outnumbered. His own troops were not well fed or well paid. They were beginning to leave, to desert. Kazimierz had to make a decision. Would he go back home or would he fight? Kazimierz prayed about it and realized that if he went forward with this battle, it would be unjust, that they would have no chance of victory, lives would be senselessly taken, it would be a waste of lives. And so he returned home without the battle. Of course, his father was furious, he was angry, he imprisoned his son Kazimierz for 3 months in the family castle, and Kazimierz at this time would spend more time in prayer and penance to discern God's will for him. And he vowed that if it was all possible, when he was ruler, he would try to always work for peace and not unnecessarily take the lives of others. Well, in 1483, his father tried to arrange a marriage with him to the daughter of the Holy Roman Emperor, Frederick III, because this would have been a great family union. But to strengthen, you know, the relationship with the royal family. But again, Kazimierz had to tell his father that he had already made his vow of celibacy, that he wanted to live for God alone. And again, his father was furious of this, but Kazimierz did not have long to live. He had tuberculosis, and again he died at the young age of 26. He's a patron saint of Poland and Lithuania. And I think what we see in this young Polish prince was, first of all, the power and the influence of a teacher. Think of your influence as a CCD teacher, or working with the youth group, or with young people. Working with children is such a, you can have such a powerful impact upon the soul of these children, your own children, your grandchildren. Never underestimate the power of teaching the faith to the children. That was the power of this tutor of Kazimierz, was the one who formed him to be holy and virtuous and well enlightened in his Catholic faith. And we also, of course, think of Casimir's love of the virtue of chastity. In the royal court, where there was so much immorality, he was really a shining light that lived this virtue so beautifully. We pray St. Casimir, pray for us.